Hello, my name's Colin Hurd, and I'm going to read the story, The Sink. The sink needs clearing out. Emily channels Eugenia Erazarus in Mimosary. Chants, elegance is refusal. Green tea in one hand and antiseptic wipes in the other. Unfussed over ornaments that might come in handy. She'd love, really love, a Chanel habit. Dinner's made. She's laid the table, made raspberry cakes, made a mess in the process. Her creme pâtissière just didn't thicken. It tastes delicious, but thin and glossy, no body. Everything goes in the dishwasher except one board. She'd wash it by hand, but she's out of sponges, out of kitchen roll too. She's sorting the bruised and bullied grapes from their plucky, passive-aggressive counterparts. On the cookbook stand, there's a cookbook, Ard Bia. But in front of it, there's something else too. A seminal text she's borrowed from Glenn, by Veronique Olney. Her time has set, expecting Debbie to get back from work any second. Debbie, who isn't at work and hasn't been for a couple of weeks, who didn't like the way she started getting managed by Maggie, who arrived after and wasn't as competent. Debbie, who objects to power dressing, objects to dressing at all, really, and always wears dungarees when they visit Emily's parents. Who is paranoid about being obsequious, but paranoid too about being a controlling bitch. Debbie, who knows she'd want to know if the shoe was on the other foot, but then the shoe wouldn't be on the other foot, because Emily will never really have to work. A postdoc on W.S. Graham, a conference in Sicily, a book group on sophistry and semiotics at InSpace. It's only been a week. If she'd asked, how was work today, she'd be compelled to tell the truth, but she won't. She'll ask instead, is the crab and golden beetroot tart all right? And out of venom, she'll have to cough up, it's okay, maybe a little too eggy. Debbie, former window dresser for Harvey Nichols, who is ordering a coffee, reading Parallel Lives by Peter Nadas. A challenge of sorts, to get through the book without killing someone.